Welcome to Joy Connection, your journey to well-balanced living podcast series. Please welcome your host, Ralph Weaver.
Hi, I'm Ralph Weaver, and welcome to EWC Joy Connection, Journey to Well-Balanced Living. Thank you for being here. Physical health is so vital for a long, happy life, but how can we get inspired to take the next steps to getting healthy? It can feel overwhelming at times, so I wanted to invite my friend Michael onto the podcast to share his story. He has struggled with his weight throughout his adult life. And 2 years ago, he made a commitment to improve his health and started a journey where he lost over 125 pounds by changing his diet and adding exercise. He has seen how he has improved his fitness, his overall health, and giving him the energy to play with his grandchildren. Michael is ready to share his personal story of the ups and downs of his journey and how he won the battle. Also joining us is Michael's health coach, Lauren Wagner. Lauren is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and works with Virta Health, the first clinically proven treatment to safely and sustainably reverse type 2 diabetes without the use of medications or surgery. Please welcome our guests, Michael Carthen and Lauren Wagner. Michael, I'd like to just start with you and ask you the basic question that you probably get a lot. What was life like before your weight loss?
Pretty much it wasn't great. So I had a lot of back pain, knee pain, feeling lethargic, not a lot of energy, and just any and everything that I tried to do was challenging. From even going to, taking my kids to an amusement park, not being able to get on certain rides and things of that nature, shopping for clothing. You know, after losing the weight, it was a joy to be able to go to a Walmart and be able to buy a shirt. It's something that probably someone else would take for granted as just a regular old run-of-the-mill everyday thing that you do, was something that I could not do.
And Michael, would you mind sharing with our listeners what your weight was at the highest?
About 430 pounds at my heaviest. It just wasn't good for my health. It wasn't good for my body. I was pretty much putting myself in an early grave by continually to stay at that weight. All the health challenges that I was having, just it wasn't a good thing.
Now, was there a defining moment where you just said, wait a minute, I have to stop and I'm going to lose this weight?
There were a few. One of them, again, I mentioned to you about the going to an amusement park, not being able to get on the rides with my children. The other was I got to the point where I started health-wise feeling, you know, more so lethargic, always tired. A lot of things come with, like, when you get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you wind up getting dehydrated because you have to, you know, go to the bathroom a lot and things of that nature, to put it in a not so gross way. With that, you know, because you're going so much, then you tend to drink a lot because you feel dehydrated. So you're always thirsty. But instead of drinking things like water, I'm drinking all the sugary drinks that you, not knowing that I'm, you know, getting into, like, you know, my sugar being high and being a diabetic. So I'm drinking juice and orange juice and grape juice and whatever, and just making the whole situation worse. So finally went to a doctor, and that's when they told me that my sugar was high. I think it was above 500, and I got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
When you received the diagnosis, did you research the topic of the diabetes and to say, okay, this is what I need to do? Or how did you then?
I did. I researched a little bit, and, you know, all the things, of course, when you're, you know, an overweight person for pretty much a good part of your life, you know, all the things that got you to that point, you know, you see, you feel like that's the worst thing to give up, like, you know, all the bad foods that you're eating and things of that nature. Plus, you know, I did music on the side. So living in that lifestyle with, you know, playing in different places like clubs and things, you're always eating late, you're always eating the wrong things, There's always the sugary type alcohols and things like that that you drink. So with that, it was just like, yeah, you know, I should do this for my health, but it was still a little bit, you know, battling with my own self with doing it. But, you know, I'm like, you know, I prayed and I sat down and had a kind of conversation with myself saying that, you know, do you want to be here or do you don't? I actually got an email from my company. I guess they saw that what my levels were when I went to my last appointment. So they just kind of sent me an email as an option. And then I started to research the Verta program. I went onto YouTube and watched their videos and thought, hey, this is something that's actually, you know, it's not anything that's like a fad diet. It's more attainable to be able to do it and have progress with the program. And it was pretty much, you know, laid out for you like in black and white as far as what was needed, what you needed to do. And it was something that you can actually, you know, it was easy to follow pretty much. They pretty much outlined everything, the foods that you could eat, ones that you couldn't eat, ones that were verta-friendly, ones that were not. And then they actually set you up with a wonderful coach like I had, Ms. Lauren Wagner. It just made the process that much easier. I mean, any questions that I had, she easily answered. If something she didn't know, she found out for me and things of that nature. So, and that's kind of sparked it. I think the first 60 pounds that I lost because of some back issues I was having and I wound up having surgery, I physically couldn't do much. And it was just changing my diet that knocked off that first 60 pounds that I lost.
We are honored to have Lauren here with us today to talk and just really, Lauren, from your perspective, if you could tell us a little bit about the program and the components of the program and how it works. And then, Michael, I'd like you to talk, you know, more specifically about what you did and how it was customized for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the main reasons why people tend to choose to join and then stick with Verta is in part due to the proven recipe for success here at Verta. Believe it or not, everything that Michael is sort of describing, and I appreciate that he shared that he thought it was easy. I don't think that everyone thinks it's easy, but it sure is meaningful. But really, that breakdown, the black and white breakdown that Michael described there, is 100% based on science. Verta completed a 2-year clinical trial, and that's soon to be a 5-year clinical trial. We're just working on that publication literally as we speak. And this clinical trial took place at Indiana University. So that's really the foundation that we have here at Verta. It uses clinically proven nutrition science plus new telehealth technology as a recipe for diabetes reversal that's built on study results, along with all the knowledge of our wonderful clinical founders, people like Dr. Volek, Dr. Finney, and Dr. Hallberg, just to name a few. There are many, many others.
And Michael, I wanted to ask you what you often hear from people when they're on any sort of a diet program, meal program. They often say that the food is different from what they've had before, and so that can present a challenge. How were you able, based on what you were eating, if you could tell us a little bit about what does a day look like and what your intake, your dietary intake is like, and how did you make the food appealing versus, you know, in comparison to what you were having before?
Well, so again, the program helped a lot with that. So they had like a chat group and there were always people there sharing recipes, low carb recipes, sugar-free recipes. So there was a lot of options that you could choose from. Verta pretty much with the black and white piece, they would give you like a cheat sheet. They had like a meal plan that you can follow. And just really, it's real food. It's not like you're having to do anything different with choosing foods that are not ones that you can just go to a regular grocery store and pick up. It was just a lot of it was portion control and then just cutting out a lot of the carb-based stuff, like the pastas. It definitely gave a lot of options with regards to just going to a regular, you know, supermarket and picking up what you need. You didn't have to go to a Trader Joe's or to a, you know, unless that was your choice, but you can go to your, you know, run-of-the-mill ShopRite and pretty much get all of what you needed. You know, you still ate chicken and beef and fish and pork to make sure that you stay within the boundaries of what Verta had set,
I was going to add, that's a great point. I think one of the key characteristics that Virta really does try to emphasize right off the bat, right, and one of the nice sort of trickle down effects that happens when we base our diet off of mostly whole foods in the portions that Michael shared, is that we don't have to worry about things like calorie counting. That becomes a whole lot less important, basing our nutrition choices off of less sort of science experiments and more whole foods that our body, you know, has grown used to for many, many years.
And this is just an observation that I've made, because sometimes it's so easy to get things that may not be the best for you nutritionally. And, you know, I could just ride 5 minutes from my home and just go to a lot of, say, fast food restaurants and things that I shouldn't be eating. But to eat healthy, I really have to make a concerted effort and go to the supermarket and to select the right things versus those places aren't as plentiful or right there easy for you to access. Lauren, I'm curious, as a dietitian, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's hard to consistently to preparing yourself a meal from scratch for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. Forever and ever. I don't think that is, unfortunately, you know, very realistic. As Americans, we're often very go, 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 go. And so we do need some on-the-go options that may be a little bit more processed. And then also smart prepping, doing some meal prepping on certain days of the week, sort of little hacks like that.
That's very, very true. I would, Sundays after church was my meal prep day. So I would come home and try to prep as much as I can for the week, but then things happen. So the other thing I'll mention too, and Lauren can, you know, concur with this, is that even with some of the fast food places that, you know, that's easy to get to, like there's options for that as well, that you can still eat healthy. To go to a fast food place or to a restaurant, there are choices there that you can choose from. And Virta provided some of that, you know, as far as choices and things of that nature to be able to choose when going to these places.
Were there feelings that you had during your journey of being defeated or just frustrated that, okay, this is more difficult than I thought? Or just tell us, you know, how you were feeling, the challenges that you faced during the whole process.
Yeah, sometimes with that. And two, you know, everybody is not, you know, kind of on the same journey as you because they don't have that issue or whatever the case may be, even though they should be eating healthier, they just don't. So especially within the music industry, being around a lot of musicians and things of that nature. So you kind of feel kind of a little bit out of place, almost like the eyeball, because you're trying to do these things. But initially, I think I felt the oddball thing. And then, you know, the more that I saw the progress and the weight loss and started feeling healthier, feeling better, having more energy, I'm like, well, the plus side of, you know, my health being better, living longer and things of that nature way outweighed feeling like the eyeball. But there were times where you know, and I think I mentioned this to Lauren as well a couple of times, where you get to a point where you kind of plateau and then you don't. Your health is better. But as far as like looking at the scale and things of that nature and not seeing movement and doing things to kind of like jumpstart. And she provided some suggestions on things of that nature to kind of get a jumpstart again. But you will run into those roadblocks. And I guess the key thing with that is just don't be discouraged that it, you know, the progress will pick back up. It will continue. Just stick with it. You're doing the right thing. And the end result is you'll be a healthier, better you, you know. So that's that, and it's all worth it.
But Michael, you also combined with your diet exercises.
Yeah, once I got over with some of the back issues and kind of healed up a little bit from that, during COVID, all the gyms had shut down. So you had to kind of go to like a home-based workout. I had an old bike that was given to me by my mother-in-law that was in the garage, and I dusted it off. And I will say it was very challenging in the beginning because I hadn't rode a bike since I was a kid. So I had pains in places that I know I could feel pain. You know, I think I did maybe a couple miles and I was done. But I stuck with it. You know what I mean? It was something to do. It was a way, with COVID being kind of a lockdown, you know, state of mind in a sense, that was a way for me to kind of release my mind, to get out there on the open roads and just kind of forget about all the worries of the world and just, you know, be out there in the open road. And out where I live, you see horses and cows, and it's very nature appealing, I should say, as far as visually. Before I knew it, I was riding 10 miles and then 15 miles and eventually did my first century ride in October of 2020.
That's phenomenal. That congratulations. Yeah. That's really incredible. And I'm just curious how you're feeling now about yourself in comparison to, say, several years ago prior to starting with the weight loss.
100 times better. I mean, it boosts, you know, self-confidence when you achieve something of that magnitude with losing, you know, so much weight. You feel better. You know, I could physically do things that I couldn't do then. A simple thing is looking down when you're standing straight up and being able to see your feet versus your belly. little things like that, you know, getting on a plane and not having to ask for an extender to strap in and things of that nature. So there's a lot of little things that people just take for granted that when you're a heavier person, they're just much more difficult. So in that sense, I mean, I feel 100 times better. I feel 100 times healthier. My A1C for the last 3 years have been normal. I don't take any medications for diabetes, and I stick to my diet. I do a little cheat here or there. I actually, before I did so, I felt guilty. So I reached out to Lauren and I said, hey, you know, one of my favorite snacks were graham crackers. Is that okay to have? And she's like, well, you know, with the exercising and things that you do, it's okay to have that every once in a while. Just, you know, don't splurge too much because you kind of fall back into the same patterns. But you know, so if I do great, you know, maybe once or twice a month, you know, I'll treat myself with some graham crackers. I mean, because you still live. Like, I will say this with the Verto program, I never felt like it was really a diet. I felt like I was eating what I should have been eating. You know what I mean? And how I should have been eating and the right portions. And, you know, because of the issue with the sugar, of course, I had to cut down on that piece. I wasn't a big heavy carb eater in the first place. I think a lot of it was more the sweets, you know, the candies and things of that nature that I should have probably not been eating.
And Michael, how has the weight loss changed your relationships with your family members, your grandkids? I know you have.
Big time. I mean, I'm a very more active. I wear them out sometimes. They're like, you know, all right, pop, stop, you know. So definitely much more active, definitely out doing a lot more things with my grands, with the kids. Whereas before, it was just difficult to do. You want to. Going up and down steps was difficult, you know. So with all that being said, all those things are not an issue. You know, even with, I mean, there's some guys in the gym a lot younger than me that I outlast them in certain ways. So it's a great feeling. I'd like to, for biking purposes, I'd like to get down to, I'd like to lose another maybe 30 pounds. Not quite to my goal weight yet, but that's only, I mean, I'm at my first goal. So I had a goal set, and I think I spoke to Lauren about this as far as, you know, a weight I wanted to get to, and I achieved that. You know, once I'm the type of person, and once I get into something, I really get into it. So once I got into biking, I'm into it. You know what I mean? Like I just recently purchased a very expensive bike, and I'm always trying to be better, be faster. And I know at a lighter weight, I could achieve that, because although I could do a century ride, the first time I did it, it took me 7 hours. I do not want to repeat that. The second time I did it in 5 hours and 45 minutes. So I like to get under 5 hours for a century ride. So I just, you know, I'm just trying to achieve and be better in all aspects. And that's, you know, once I get going with something, that's kind of what I do, whether it's music, my job, the health piece, kind of once I get going with it, I try to stick with it and do the best that I can with it. And now biking.
Well, Michael, you sound like just a very disciplined person as well. So I guess my question to Coach Lauren is, are most of the people that you see similar to Michael?
Yeah, I think that this is a really important topic and not super easy. It is life changing, and he's done an amazing job at turning his learnings and that cheat sheet into real everyday practice. And I do believe that he did that with a lot of help from both internal and external motivators. You know, an example of an external motivator is, you know, hitting a certain number on a scale, or, you know, summer's coming up for all of us, you know, looking a certain way in summertime clothes, which is great. And I think that Michael's external motivators are extremely strong. Just, you know, like he explained it just then and there, like he sets his mind to something, he is going to achieve that, even if it is an external motivator. Internal motivators, on the other hand, are things that really you never achieve. So it's not going to be like, okay, hit this weight. Internal motivators are things that continue to grow with time. So being able to keep up with the grandkids, and then, you know, sometimes outlasting them, kind of a thing, you know, that's never going to stop. That's constantly going to be something that's driving Michael to eat in a way and treat his body in a way that supports him feeling good and being able to do all of the wonderful things that he wants to do with his life. Having that motivation and having it not just be external is extremely important when it comes to committing to living a certain way and then getting through especially the tough days.
I use that term easy a lot. And it's not really that I'm saying that this whole process is easy. I'm speaking more in terms of like the way that Virta, they kind of lay it all out. So if you follow it, it works. So in that sense, it's like that simplicity is simple to follow and easy to follow, but you have to do it. So the hard part is mentally saying, hey, I'm going to do this. And that's, you know, difficult for some people, not as difficult for others. I think me, like she said, the motivators, both internally and externally, you know, it's very true. The grandkids, health was a big one, you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to rely on medication to deal with the diabetes factor. I wanted to, you know, get off the medication, and I wanted to just be healthier, live longer, and, you know, be able to enjoy my grandkids as long as I possibly can. You know what I mean? So it's not an easy thing to do, but it is the way that Virta pretty much lays the program out and all the external pieces that they provide, like the coach and a doctor. There was a doctor, Dr. Dumont, that I could link into as well. If, you know, I asked something to Lauren, she would reach out to him. He would respond back to me. So yeah, they put the program in place to make it very inspirational and you know, easily attainable, if, you know, but you mentally, you still have to get there. So in that sense, it's not that easy.
What Michael is describing is great there. It is there is a huge difference between knowing what to do versus knowing what to do and putting it into action. And yes, you made that look easy, my friend. You definitely did a great job at that.
Well, and Lauren, a question for you. I'm curious as to what made you decide to go into this field to help others on their health journey with weight loss and eating properly. Tell us about how you decided to go into this profession.
How I sort of decided to get into the nutrition world. It's that Hippocrates quote that we all know, let thy food be thy medicine. Alzheimer's disease, sadly, runs in my family. And I spent a lot of time caring for family members on my mother's side who had that terrible disease. Sadly, they got it very early in life. My grandfather got it in his 50s, lived into his 70s. And so I really wanted to somehow, some way, play a part in that solution. And so I eventually came to find out in my studies that insulin resistance is likely the root cause of Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, in a lot of other cases, the root cause of other diseases like diabetes, like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, cardiovascular diseases. So once I knew there was a connection between nutrition and disease, I knew I could build my knowledge and use things like curiosity, empathy, and compassion to really partner with others to promote health, vitality, longevity, which I will say is certainly not easy work per se for myself or for patients like Michael, but boy, oh boy, is it meaningful and to continue. Feeling good and being healthy is really a privilege.
No, it truly is. And the message that you're conveying, I think if more people accepted it and made that connection, we probably would see a big difference in terms of how people, their journey, their health journey. And Michael, I would imagine that unsolicited people will probably just come up to you and that have known you for a while and say or ask for your guidance, your advice on your weight loss journey. Has that happened?
Yeah, all the time. So, and again, it's so just to go back to the piece of like mentally, so people will come up to me and say, oh, wow, you lost a lot of weight. You look great. How did you do it? I explained to them how I did it. And as soon as I mention the word keto out of my mouth, they shun it. And they're like, oh, my God, I can't do that. I'm like, I had a health coach. I had a doctor. It was all, you know, it was all planned out. It's doable. I did it. And I still eat like you know what I mean? So it was one of those things where as soon as they hear it, they immediately think fad diet. I try to like explain it to them and say, hey, just if you follow this, it will work. Some had said they would try it. I've even encouraged ones to just reach out to, you know, to check the video out on YouTube and things of that nature. Because I think if they got into the program, then maybe it'd stick more than versus like hearing it from me. So I do still try to encourage people that it does work and give them hints on things that they can do to better their health.
And Lauren, this is a question for you, because I see you on the Virta website that states that patients stick to Virta at a much higher rate than most medication and weight loss programs. So why should patients, if they have the opportunity, stick with Virta?
I think the fact that people have Virta, meaning a dietitian, you know, a coach Lauren and a physician like a, you know, Dr. Dumont in their back pocket, in their smartphone, you know, they can open up that app and ask a question and get a response back. Virta is set up different in this remote care setting. It's 24/7. We have a weekend team, we have a weekday team. And so constantly available through the app for Q&A and troubleshooting just about anything. And then on top of that, Virta prescribes each patient a specific cadence of biomarker checking and logging. This is day in and day out. We get to look and see what that patient is going through. It could be nutrition related. I mean, it can even be stress related. The body responds very differently to stress, even something like a surgical procedure that Michael mentioned earlier. You know, we can look at these values and look at these trends and then provide patients back with feedback as to how to adjust their nutrition plan and in some cases, even their medication plan. So we'll use Dr. Dumont as an example here, but he could encourage or get back lab work from Michael or see biomarkers trending one way and decide to decrease a dose of a medication. And so I think just having that constant sort of outreach and those touches really makes a huge difference and is a big piece in our ability to reverse diabetes this way.
Now, this is a question for both of you. If you could say, and I'll start with you, Michael, if you could say one thing to motivate our listeners, what would you say?
Stay determined, keep at it, because it will work. You will get there. You know, stay steadfast and keep moving towards your goal, and you'll definitely get there.
And Lauren, same question to you.
Yeah, I would agree with Michael 100%. Progress is so far from linear. You know, we are not machines. We are not going to lose 0.5 pounds per day every single solitary day. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. There's going to be times when the body just has to catch up and may not be in weight loss mode, and that's okay. I think zooming out and looking at your journey big picture is extremely powerful versus if you get hyper fixated and focused on the day-to-day, oh, my, you know, the scale went up a half a pound today, or, you know, my glucose is 10 points higher than it was yesterday, versus when you zoom out and look like Michael, you know, explained in the beginning here, looked at that massive weight loss journey. you know, that's really what we want to do more than anything, is really zoom out and have a pulse on the trends when it comes to big picture. Spend time developing those external but also internal motivators early on in your health journey. You want them to, so that they're there on those hard days when maybe you don't feel like going to the gym, maybe you don't feel like meal prepping. You know, if you can go back to, man, I really want to, you know, be there and play with my grandkids on the reg, you know, that's the kind of thing that's going to get you through those days that are a little bit off.
On our podcast, we like to end our discussion with a segment called The Shift to Joy, asking our guests what brings them joy and makes them happy. So, Michael and Lauren, what do you do to bring joy into your life?
For me right now is spending time with family and definitely my grandkids and be able to do things with them. As well as, of course, the music that I do and bringing joy to people by my performances and things of that nature. And lastly, being able to get out there in the road and cycle. Those are my top three, I would say.
I will piggyback right off, Michael. I cannot wait to get out there on my bike and do some hiking. Cooking is one of those things that brings me a lot of joy, cooking nutritious and delicious foods. And spending time with the pups and family definitely brings a lot of joy as well.
It truly has been a pleasure having both of you join us today. And to both of you, your area of expertise has been, I know, invaluable for this segment. And I know our listeners can take something away from them that's going to inspire and change their lives and to become a better person, feel good about themselves. And I'd like to thank our listeners for their time. And please don't forget to share our link of the podcast today to your family and friends. And we'd love to see your comments and thoughts. Don't forget to take a little time to spread some joy today. I thank you.